Welcome back to day number 4 of Archas Sadikim, and we're continuing on page 22 in the Treasure for Life edition. Teda v'tovin. We have to know and understand that mi shetivoi noita l'mida ra, anyone who has an inclination or is naturally inclined to a negative trait, to an evil trait, oi shehirgil b'mida ra, or got used to, became a habit to use a negative trait, and didn't make the effort and work on changing that trait and overcoming that trait, but rather every once in a while he overcomes it, because it is such a difficult task to do such a thing, to each time overcome it again and again, instead of one time dealing with it and eradicating the negative trait, now he's going to despise positive traits. And just like pain, distress, affliction are bodily illnesses, so too negative traits are also sicknesses, illnesses of the soul. When someone is ill with his body, what's sweet tastes bitter, and what's bitter tastes sweet. Everything is all confused. And they dislike the food that's healthy for them, and they want the food that's unhealthy for them. And it all depends on how sick the person is. Every person needs to understand that someone who has negative trait is sick in their soul. Their soul is ill. And what happens is that they end up liking or being gravitated towards the negative traits that one should stay away from, and disliking the positive traits that one should get closer to. And depending on their soul illness, their soul sickness, then that's how extreme this will go. We see this by Yishayo, Isaiah. Hoy ha'oimrim l'ra toiv, v'toiv ra, shamayim choshech, samim choshech l'oir, v'oir l'choshech, samim mar l'mosek, v'mosek l'mar. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who take darkness for light and light for darkness, who take bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, as is in Yeshaya chapter 5, verse 20. For, and we see this in Proverbs, that Shlomo Melech, King Solomon, tells us, who forsake the path of uprightness to walk in ways of darkness. V'ketzad. And what is the proper way to heal this soul illness, the illness of the soul? You go to the wise people, you go to wise men, to the scholars. They are the doctors for the soul. And they will help for them heal their negative traits. They teach them the proper way, till they get restored to the proper way of living life. To those who do not go to the wise for healing, this is what Shlomo HaMelech says, Chochmo Musar Vilim Bazu. Those who are skeptical, they scorn the wisdom and the discipline of the righteous. Yesh kama bnei adam, there are those of our sages, of our people, of mankind, asher ta'avosam litfos derech tov, that they want and they aspire for the good way. Ve'enem yodem matov lem, but they don't know what is the right way, what is the good way. V'choshem b'chol yom lahasik amalos elyonos, and they desire every day to have refined traits, to be better in their midos. And they do not attain them their entire days of their life. This comes from two reasons. Someone who doesn't know their flaws, someone who doesn't know their limitations and their weaknesses in their character traits. hamegunim, and he doesn't recognize his faulty traits. Imagine Reuven is looking for Shimon, but he doesn't know who Shimon is. He never met him before. He has no idea what he looks like. And he's looking all day for Shimon, but not able to find him because he doesn't know what Shimon is. He's going to search him all day. He won't be able to find him because he doesn't know who he is. And even though he desires to find him, because so many times he may have met him, he may have seen him in the marketplace, but he didn't know that that's who he was looking for. Because he doesn't recognize his own flaw, he doesn't understand what he's looking for in his search, in his desire to improve his way. My grandfather, Reb Shlomo Volbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, would always say the story of one of his students. My grandfather would talk to his Talmidim and tell them to go for a walk on their own in the evening and to contemplate their own midos and to investigate their own traits. And one night, a bachur went for a walk and came back, and he was terrified. He was shaking, and he knocked on my grandfather's door, and he was white like a ghost. And he asks my grandfather, he was terrified. My grandfather asked him, "Is everything okay?" He says, "I went on the walk. I went, and I met somebody. I met a total stranger. I had no idea who he was." And he said, "Did he hurt you? Did he hit you? Did he rob you?" He says, No. It was myself. I didn't know myself. My whole life I've been living thinking I'm someone else. But now I realized who I really am, and I'm terrified of the person I just met." It's very important for a person to get to know who they are, to get to know their own personal traits, to get to know their own character, because there's no one more fascinating, there's no one more exciting, and no one more rewarding for us to ever meet than our own selves. And not to hide behind what the culture, this is the norms, a person who has a tendency towards anger, a person who has a tendency towards arrogance, a person who has a tendency towards any negative traits, is really, really terrible if they don't identify and know about it. But along with that, my grandfather would always say, and he'd bring this from the Mir, what he learned by Rabbi Rucham, that although it's terrible for someone not to know their negative traits, it's even worse if someone doesn't know their positive traits. So we have to invest time and effort to identifying who it is that we really are. Who am I? Who am I? What are the traits that Hashem gifted me with that imbued within my soul certain traits that nobody else possesses, the same configuration of traits? It's important for each and every person to know who they are, the positive. And then once you have the positives, like the Or HaTzaddikim is showing us here, understanding and acknowledging the negative traits that we have as well so that we can perfect them. My friends, have a terrific day.